This episode is brought to you by Beyond Natural Pet Food. Beyond Pet Food helps me care for what matters, my pets and my world. They help me nourish my pets with high-quality natural ingredients, like wild-caught salmon and organic free-range chicken. Beyond also has responsible sourcing practices and a long-term partnership with the Nature Conservancy. Beyond Pet Food, your pet, your world. Learn more at beyondpetfood.com.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
All right, so the big news today, it happened on the Pat McAfee show.
Of course it did.
Whatever they pay Aaron Rodgers, though, he's been worth it and more. By the amount of attention he brings to that show.
I've heard it's an obscene amount of money.
Well, whatever it is, it's worth it. And today he broke news. He said, I want to be a Jet. And here's exactly how he told Pat McAfee.
At this point, as I sit here, you know, I think since Friday, I made it clear that my intention was to play, and my intention was to play for the New York Jets. And I haven't been holding anything up at this point. It's been compensation that the Packers are trying to get for me and kind of digging their heels in. So I would just, I think it is interesting at this point to step back and look at the whole picture. You know, my side, love and appreciation, gratitude for everything that Green Bay has done for me. Love, so much love and gratitude and just heart open for the Packer fans and what it meant to be their quarterback. And also the reality of the situation, you know, like it is what it is. The Packers would like to move on. They've let me know that in so many words. They've let other people know that in direct words. And because I still have that fire and I want to play and I would like to play in New York, it's just a matter of, you know, getting that done at this point.
See, this is a perfect situation for Aaron Rodgers, the way it's played out. He's now the victim. He wants to play. The Packers don't want him. There's no way that Packer fans could hold any animosity toward Aaron Rodgers because, well, what do you expect the guy to retire when he still wants to play? The Packers, Mark Murphy, has come out and said the only way he comes back is if everything we want to have happen doesn't happen. That's pretty clear. So he decided, I want to play for the Jets. It's a great thing for the Jets. This is an all-time great player. Is he diminished at the age of 39? I don't know. Just a year ago, he won the second of two straight MVPs. And even his bad year last year would have been one of the greatest years any Jet player has ever had. So I think it's great for the Jets. I'm not quite sure. In my opinion, I am sure. I think the leverage goes to the Jets now because do the Packers want this albatross hanging over Jordan Love? Jordan Love is somebody they want to make the starting quarterback, and they have to decide if they're going to pick up a fifth-year option. The fact that Aaron Rodgers said, I want to play for the Jets, if the Packers dig in their heels, they're the ones who I think really look bad.
I'm with you, and I'm surprised there are some reports that say that Rodgers didn't do any favors by saying he wants to be a Jet because that'll give a lot of power to the Packers in negotiations because the Jet fan has to have him. And it'll put a lot of pressure on Joe Douglas to get a deal done. And you heard Greeny, there isn't a package that he would not want to send to Green Bay for Aaron Rodgers. But there's also a ton of reports, Michael, that the Jets would not have to give up this year's first-round pick.
Right, that's what Greeny said he's heard.
And honestly, if everything goes the way you want it to go, Michael, why would you have any problem giving up the 2024 first-round pick? Because that would, you would think, would be in the high 20s, and it's 32 is what you're hoping.
Right.
So would you care at that point?
No.
Yeah, it's going to get worked out. It's going to get annoying because it's going to take a long time. Could take till June. We don't know. I would think it's going to happen before the draft. Because whatever compensation might be in this year's draft, but we're still, that's May, right? Late April.
It is late April. I hope it doesn't take until the draft. I think that there are certain signposts that give the Packers more relief, salary cap-wise, if they trade him. Because he has a very convoluted contract where he's going to make $58 million this year and almost the same amount of money next year. So if the Packers release him before a certain time, and I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and know that I know all the specifics, but I have heard that this Friday, St. Patrick's Day, is a key day to lessen the cap hit. That's all there is to it. So why would the Packers make the deal before Friday at least? And then you could lessen the cap hit even more if you take it till June. although I think that would be somewhat tough for the Jets. Even if they know for sure that the deal is going to be made, he will not be able to take part in any of their early workouts or anything like that. And that's where he ran into trouble last year when he was trying to decide whether or not he wanted to play and then got that big deal by the Packers. So I think you want to get this done sooner rather than later. But the Packers also can't just capitulate because there is something to be said to save $40 million on your cap hit. They have to do that.
Right. Now, I don't know if we've got sound on this, but Bart Scott earlier today was saying he doesn't think the compensation has anything to do with picks or players, that it's all money. It's all negotiating how much money the Packers are willing to eat to make this deal go. Because that's what the Jets are probably motivated by. Take as much money from this. You know, we'll give you whatever it'll take, but we want you to eat some of the money.
See, but if this deal gets held up because the Jets are being, you know, they want the Packers to take $20 million of the $60 million, well, they're wrong then. Woody Johnson came on and said, I'll do whatever, right, and pay whatever I want. He's got more money than any of us can even imagine having. But, I'm sorry, but just get it done.
But it's still a chip, though. All right, let's say they want the 2024 first-round pick. All right, you want the 2024 first-round pick, you're going to have to take $10 million of a salary. Like, it's all just part of the chip of the negotiations, right? The more the Packers are willing to take financially, maybe the more the Jets are willing to give them in draft capital. If they're taking less money, then it'll be less capital. So I think money is a part of the negotiation, Michael. It's just a matter of how much are the Jets willing to give up to see some relief.
Now, Rich Cimini said in a tweet, Green Bay has no urgency to make this trade now. Could slow play it to the draft, waiting for the Jets to buckle. Right now, Rodgers counts $31.6 million on Green Bay's cap. It goes to $40.3 million if he's traded before June 1st. Huge bonus not due until week one. No downside to wait except headache, stare down, who blinks.
Now, the Jets don't get the benefit of that cap relief, right?
No. Green Bay does.
Green Bay does.
Right.
But what does Green Bay care if they're going to make the deal?
Because that gives them more money to spend if the cap hit is less.
But if they're not keeping him, does it matter? Is what
the
I'm
cap
asking.
Hit matters, yeah. Of course, the cap hit matters.
If they deal him to the Jets, then it would be gone, right?
No, no. Because a lot of that money is amortized out over years, and that's why, you know, Joe Shane's doesn't want to do that. And that's what got Gettleman in trouble. You're kind of robbing Peter to pay Paul, so you push it down the line. So right now it counts 31.6 on their cap, but it goes to 40.3 if he's traded before June 1st. So if the Packers trade him tomorrow, it's $9 million more on the cap that they wouldn't have if they waited.
Tell me right now, Don, what's the honest percentage of big sports fans who truly understand salary cap talk?
Well, I mean,
tell me, please.
There's two answers to it.
All right.
The answer is very few.
Mm-hmm.
But they also understand as limited, and I'm among them, that you want relief from it.
Correct.
Nobody knows exactly what the total is. They're all just figures in your head.
Here's my understanding of cap hit. Low cap hit, good.
Right.
Big cap hit, bad.
Right. And that's why they pay people a lot of money to be their capologist, where, you know, you could pay somebody like Daniel Jones $40 million, but it only counts $17
million. What is that? I don't even understand it.
It's a guy who knows every in and out,
but it's
and
not
how
even,
they could do, you know, do what they have to do to lessen the cap
hit. But it's not even like the cap hit is based solely on the guaranteed money. Like, what is the equation to what the cap hit is?
Well, the guaranteed money hurts you because all of the money counts then, whatever you pay them.
Oh, so any guaranteed money is a cap hit?
I believe so, yeah.
That's why it's so difficult for anybody.
All of his money is guaranteed.
Right.
That's why nobody wants Jackson, because he wants nothing but guaranteed money. So it's a massive cap hit. March 17th seems doable for me. What's today, the 15th? Wait a couple of days. It's Friday. But if you're going to talk about June, Michael, that takes us past the draft.
Right.
That takes us through OTAs.
But maybe it helps the Jets to wait till June, because then they're not giving up their first-round draft pick this year. You know what I mean? But you are missing OTAs and all of that.
Well, unless he's going to miss them anyway. I don't know.
And you know what he could do, too?
Hmm.
He could simply say he could have the Jets players, you know, have workouts. I mean, other players work out with other teams. Like, they have that tight end camp that they have run by Travis Kelce.
Right.
So he could just tell the Jet, just come to my beach house and we'll play on the beach.
And that's why that fueled some of the speculation yesterday. He wanted all those players, those former Packers, and Odell, who knows the system, so that he wouldn't have to do OTAs because he would already know a lot of his receivers. That he wouldn't have to do the work. Now, you don't want that either. I don't know if that's even the case. But you want to try to get him into camp as quickly as possible.
You think Odell would take a bit of a haircut, as the great Don LaGreca would say, to play with Aaron Rodgers and get to sort of stick it to the Giants by winning in MetLife Stadium?
I don't know what his motivation would be. I mean, you know, he could pick other teams and make more money, but I don't think there's that much money out there right now. Look at the Cowboys. They just cut Ezekiel Elliott, guy who's beloved in, you know.
That's official?
It's done. Yeah. Jerry Jones said he was going to be a part of our franchise, and we love him, and we love him on and off the field, but they saved $10 million on the cap.
Right.
So, I mean, I think the top 100 free agents that were out there, 80 are already gone.
Did anyone pick up Zeke?
No, because he's technically still a Cowboy.
He's still a Cowboy until the date when they can release him.
Yeah, it's all kind of just up in the air right now until it actually happens. But we know he's gonna going to be gone.
Yeah.
And he's going to end up somewhere, just don't know where. Now, how big is the OTA? He said, you know, maybe Rodgers told him, listen, I'm not going to go anyway. So let's wait till June. It would stink to have the. I would just hope.
New team, you'd like to be at OTAs.
You would think so. And I think that hurt him last year, an old team.
It did.
When he didn't have OTAs.
Because Watson was a rookie, and they didn't get that time.
All right, let's go to the phones. Dean and Dix Hills. Dino.
Hi, how are you, boys?
Good.
Love the show.
There he is.
Once again, Michael, please don't retire. And, Don, I have to give you, you didn't blast Vinny the Mameluke enough.
Thank you.
Because he does not represent most of us Jet fans that every year are optimistic and hopeful. And not any more than this year ever. So you should have blasted him even more. I agree with you.
All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Also, my one point was the leverage. I think the Jets have all the leverage right now because I think Green Bay is going to do everything they can to get our 13th overall pick. If that passes, then who cares what they get, you know, next year's or second round or third round or whatever. So I think all the leverage right now is with the Jets.
See, I would agree with you, Dean, but then a guy like Andrew Brandt, who I respect the heck out of, he's always on point with this stuff. He thinks the leverage went to the Packers because now Jet fans are just completely gaga over the fact that Aaron Rodgers, and they're going to want this deal done. But a good organization can't listen to the fans because the old saying goes, if you listen to the fans, you'll be sitting with them in a while. So the Jets have to play this the right way. And so far, I think they've played this the right way.
Well, I would... But what I would say to Brand is, are they any more hyped up today than they were yesterday? I think everybody kind of felt like this was going
to
happen.
Yeah, but you didn't know because Rodgers is quirky whether or not he wanted to play here. Now he's come out and said, I want to be a New York Jet.
I just think the fan base is hyped up, and you just got to do what's right for you. And even though we don't know it 100%, Lamar Jackson can still be a fallback for them. What's the fallback for the Packers? If Aaron Rodgers is a Packer next year, that screws up Love. It screws up their salary cap. Makes them look bad because they already said they wanted to move on. To me, it seems like a no-brainer the logic belongs to the Jets.
And to tell you how much Jet fans are excited, we've got a couple of Jet fans who actually, you know, help run this place. Well, they're so excited they're walking around in diapers.
It feels that way.
I mean, they just can't get enough. More Jets.
Yeah, Ron Pinhead is obsessed with this.
It's unbelievable. We talked. You just gave the Nick update, which was sponsored. They threw a rock through the window. Landed on 66th Street.
By the way, I believe that.
Yeah.
You'd almost think that we live in like Toledo,
right?
And this is the only team in town.
They have diapers on right now. That's the
Would You Wednesday question,
right?
About would you poop yourself in front of Rob Iger,
right?
For $1 billion.
He's not Rob. He's Bob.
You don't get to call him Rob.
You don't get a chance to call him Rob. Willow Bay doesn't even call him Bob.
My answer was, for $1 billion, I'd chase him down like my butt was a gun.
Right.
When you asked Pinhead Suits, it was just to get Aaron Rodgers, they would do the same thing.
Right.
Not even $1 billion, Aaron Rodgers.
By the way, they did it already, and it doesn't even guarantee them Aaron Rodgers.
Right. Yeah.
The second he showed up on McAfee, there was a mess.
Yeah. Depends.
Yeah, well, it does depend.
Let's go to Dave in Queens. Dave.
Guys, thanks. I'm listening on Ray Rowe today.
Love it.
Love a little Ray Rowe.
Love Ray Rowe.
Yeah. We love the Ray Rowe.
Yeah, I love it too. And my little theory here. Okay. Say Rodgers comes to Jets, plays two seasons, wins 23 games, and wins the Super Bowl even. Goes off into the sunset. Mm-hmm. Does he get the Jeopardy job? Is Jeopardy on their knees begging him? Because of the stature of winning a Super Bowl in New York, does it change his career goal after retiring to go to Jeopardy?
Well, I don't think he's ever going to get the Jeopardy job. You've got Maim Bialik, and then you have Ken Jennings. I don't think they're going anywhere. They're fairly young people.
I saw on Twitter the other day that Maim is not very popular among people, it seems.
Really?
Yeah. So
that's true? I think she's wonderful.
Really?
He's a big Maim fan.
Listen, you want me
to... I watch Call Me Cat on Fox.
Thank you. I don't know what that is, but you...
It's a show.
I believe you. Yeah. If you want to get me to watch Jeopardy...
Right.
I don't want Blossom. I want Six. You know what I'm saying?
Six?
Yeah.
Blossom's best friend.
Oh. Yeah. You would agree.
That's what's getting me to tune in.
You would agree.
Really?
Yeah. I know your take.
All due respect to Blossom. But Six is getting me to tune in.
Well, I think if I had to choose somebody to host Jeopardy, it would be Punky Brewster. I mean, if we're going to go down that road.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to stay on the same show.
Well, okay. Same network.
You're talking about Salil Moonfry?
Yes. Who made like millions of dollars after she got out of acting.
What about your girl?
Who's that?
Milano.
Alyssa Milano?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think she's up for the Jeopardy job.
Why not?
I don't know.
If we're just naming hot sitcom stars from the 80s, I think Milano should get tossed into the mix.
Interesting.
How about Justine Bateman?
I watch Call Me Cat.
How about Jason Bateman? He's funny.
Love Jason Bateman.
He's very funny.
Man, what a comeback by Jason Bateman.
Where did he go?
If you look at the full picture.
How much is this guy going to cough? I thought he was getting better.
To Don?
Yeah.
Why don't you shut up?
No, it's even coming across when you even...
I don't know what you want me to do. I shut the mic off.
I think you should leave.
No, I'm not going to leave.
God, you're just such a jerk. If you were coughing, everybody would be like, you okay, Michael? Everything?
I've gone through the are you okay, Don stuff. Now it's like, well, now you're endangering
it.
My life.
You've went through it.
Yeah.
I've gone through it.
You've gone through it.
Yeah.
I just love how there's no sympathy. Just, I'm annoying.
My
sickness is annoying.
I'm worried about you.
Don't worry. I mean,
he did express worry to me at the live show the other day. He said he was worried about you.
Yeah.
Why?
Because the sinus infection. Because you don't bounce back from these things. I think you've got to get into a really comprehensive workout program. Get yourself into shape.
Oh, now he's letting it all go.
Walking around the studio, getting in your
is
steps
it not
is not the same thing.
Is it not a thing that people have had trouble shaking coughs recently?
Yes, that is a thing. But sometimes, like, even my situation, people have suggested maybe it was RSV. Which is hard to let go of, apparently. But over the course of the year, you've had a few coughs come that don't go.
We all love you, Don.
And we do care about you.
Let's go to Mel and Queen.
Yo, what's going on, Michael, Don, Peter? I got a question for you guys.
All right.
What would be a success for the Jets with Aaron Rodgers? I mean, they got him for 2 years, and he only went one round of the playoffs. Is that a success? Or is this one of those things where it's like, it's low risk, high reward for both teams. You know, like, how are you looking at this? Because
I wouldn't say it's low risk.
You know what, Mel? It's a great question. I believe that Aaron Rodgers, by embracing this, is accepting so much pressure. I think if the Jets make the playoffs, it's a win. They haven't made the playoffs in 12 years. Let's not forget that. But they are getting him to win a Super Bowl.
Right.
Anything less than a Super Bowl, it will be looked at somewhat as not a success. I can't say failure. If he makes the playoffs, wins a playoff game,
what if he makes
that's more than the Jets do.
What if he makes the Super Bowl but loses?
Fine.
Right?
They've never been to the Super Bowl since 69.
Right.
Well, but Greeny isn't flipping out and saying that he'd throw his body against the wall if Rodgers doesn't come here to win a playoff game. Jet fans have seen playoff wins. This team went to back-to-back championship games. They're flipping out over getting Aaron Rodgers, so they want a chance at winning a Super Bowl, to be a Super Bowl contender. Sorry, one and done would not do it. Yeah, it'd be nice, Michael, make the playoffs for the first time in 13 years. I get it. But if he's here 2 years and you win 23 games, but you've got no more than a second-round exit to show for it, yeah. And that would be a disappointment.
Yeah, I think he's got a Super Bowl that he has to get to.
What you're looking for is Brady to Tampa.
I mean, yeah. Honestly,
it's not.
I am of the opinion, people don't agree with me, this Jet team is not a Super Bowl team yet. It's just not. Maybe Joe Douglas has another great draft. I think there are some holes. I'm worried about their offensive line. I don't think that they have as many weapons as we think.
They did add.
And Alan Lazard, by the way, whether it was to make Rodgers happy or not, he's a really good player.
No, that's a nice pickup.
That's a great pickup.
Mm-hmm.
He can block. He's a big target for Rodgers. He knows what Rodgers likes to do. He's going to be able to teach the other wide receivers. That's a good pickup. I still don't think they're quite there. Maybe they will be.
How far off are they from the Bucs team before Brady arrived.
Remember, Brady brought along Gronk. He brought along a Hall of Fame tight end.
Yep.
And Antonio Brown.
Yep, who contributed to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And
then melted down.
Melted down and became an absolute turncoat on Brady.
Xavier in Clifton. Xavier.
Hello, guys. How you guys doing? My name is Xavier from Clifton.
Xavier.
I want to give my take. Yes.
What's up, bud?
Hey, I'm so sorry. So I want to give my take regarding Aaron Rodgers going to the Jets.
Okay.
I kind of want to say that, no, it's Super Bowl or bust. We have suffered for too many years. We are ready to bring something home. Like Don said, we've been to the playoffs. We've seen them win games. We need to have a winning expectation. We don't want to be losers anymore. We want to be winners. And by making these moves and bringing in these new players, I believe we're going to finally do it. But thank you so much, guys, and I appreciate you taking my call.
Thanks, Xavier.
Well, what a nice, energetic young man.
He really was.
Listen, everything has to be graded on a curve. The Jets have not made the playoffs in 12 years, so you can't say we've been to the playoffs. Yeah, 12 years ago. So making the playoffs is an accomplishment, especially in that division and in that conference.
It's step one.
It's step one, but I believe that the job is to win a Super Bowl. The Jets wouldn't be doing this, making this deal for a 39-year-old quarterback unless they thought it was going to get them a Super Bowl.
That's what
the job is.
How brutal would it be to go 12-5 this coming season, make the playoffs, lose in the first round, play a competitive game and lose?
Be awful.
Everyone thinks they're, it's getting worse. Everyone's like, all right, tough loss, but great year. Next year's the time.
And then he says, I'm done.
How brutal would that be?
That would be brutal.
And that's...
It's on the table.
That's on the table.
Even if he says it's 2 years, it's right. On the table.
It's on the table because he's that guy. He's that guy. Let's go to Keith in New Jersey.
Hey, guys. How are you? Great show.
Thanks, Keith.
Ian N.
Thank you.
I have a question. Well, congratulations to the... First of all, let's congratulate the Jet fan for finally getting their man. But I have a question for everybody, and don't scream at me if it's wrong. Is there any way the Giants can pick up Ezekiel Elliott on the veterans exemption?
I don't think that would be the way to go, Keith. I mean, you've got Saquon Barkley that you franchise tagged at $10.1 million. So, no, the Cowboys wouldn't give up Elliott if they thought he had a little more left in the tank. They franchise tagged Pollard, and they knew that made him expendable. I don't think that's the play for the Giants. Might be the play for the Eagles.
Yeah, the Eagles didn't have a true...
They have not had a good week.
No. And they don't have a true... awesome running back. Zeke could be a play for them.
Yeah, could be a play. I'm sure he'll find a job, but I don't think
I'm
the
good.
Giants. You're good.
I'm good. You're good.
You like your running back.
I like all of our running backs. We got a few that I really like. I don't need him, but he could be a nice piece. And you never know. I mean, maybe he does still have some gas in the tank. You never know with these things.
He wants to be fed. You know,
that's the thing. He's hungry.
Yeah, he's
he always
hungry.
Wants to eat.
Give me. I want to eat.
Feed me more.
Feed me more.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It sounds, well, what is this music? It sounds like a cocktail hour.
No. Don't just let it play out and don't play yourself. I guess
you wonder where but I should have been talking right during the music, so it sounds like the beginning of the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Well, thank you, Michael.
I love this song.
We did, thank you, Don. We did lose the wonderful Bobby Caldwell today at 71 years old. I'm glad that you made a mockery of us paying tribute. Don, you're familiar with the vehicle.
Very much. That song is wonderful.
What You Won't Do for Love by Bobby Caldwell, famously sampled by the late, great Tupac Shakur for the song Do for Love.
Why did Bobby leave us so early?
You know, I don't know. Actually, his family did say a thing. And I got to tell you, Mike, you're smart. So you'll probably be able to tell me what this means. But I personally didn't understand. Bobby passed away here at home. I held him tight in my arms as he left us. I am forever heartbroken. Thanks to all of you for your many prayers over the years. He had been, quote, floxed.
Don't know what that is.
It took his health over the last 6 years and 2 months. Rest with God, my love, Mary Caldwell.
Sad. I like the song. Okay.
Yeah.
And we should play Open Your Eyes later, too. That was sampled by Common for the Light, a tremendous vehicle as well.
Let's go to Mike in Bronxville. Mike.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing, gentlemen? I just want to start off by saying you guys are absolute studs. I love the show. I appreciate you guys every afternoon.
Thank you.
I don't think the Jets are Super Bowl or bust, and I think it's because, and Don, I think you would know better than anyone, over the last 20 years, the Jets have been one of the worst offenses statistically year in and year out. And I think Rodgers coming to the Jets is going to bring a prolific offense that we have yet to see. And over the last two decades, the NFL has transformed. It has changed completely, kind of like the three in the NBA. And the Jets have been stuck in this ground-and-pound, defensive-minded coach, and we have yet to see it. So if the Jets are going out there and scoring 25-plus points a game every week and they can put up those numbers, obviously we need them in the playoffs. But I don't think it needs to be the Super Bowl.
But then what are we doing?
Why are you getting a 39-year-old quarterback, Mike?
You just get Derek Carr.
Well, I mean, the way that you guys just displayed it before, the Jets need to make the playoffs. And if they made it to, they were 12-5, Peter, you said it, and they lose in the first round, obviously we'd be excited and talking about next year. Well, obviously we don't want him to retire, but we need the Jets to be put in a position to be in the Super Bowl. And that starts with getting to the playoffs.
You're describing is then not getting Aaron Rodgers, because then Derek Carr would have given you five kicks at the can, younger quarterback, not as great as Rodgers, but a good quarterback and a really, really good football team, make the playoffs, establish something. Rodgers is only going to be here for a year or two. So the idea of getting Rodgers is that you have a chance to win in those 2 years, not just make the playoffs. I think any quarterback would have gotten him into the playoffs last year. They won seven games without a quarterback.
Correct, but Derek Carr got signed, so he's gone. So right now, with our focus on Rodgers, I understand that you're getting him because this is a Super Bowl-winning quarterback. I just don't think that going in next year with Rodgers, Michael, you said we're not ready for a Super Bowl, so I just don't think it's necessarily Super Bowl or bust next year.
Well, Mike, but I'll tell you what. I don't think they're ready for Super Bowl, but they made this move. Don's 1,000% right to win a Super Bowl. It's a stupid move to make the playoffs. Stupid. You think this guy is enough to put you over the top. That's all there is to it. So you've got to have a situation. If you don't think this team is Super Bowl ready, then go out and get the younger quarterback. That's the only thing that makes sense.
I believe halfway decent quarterback play, they make the playoffs last year.
Right.
Won seven games without a quarterback. Went 5-2 with Zach Wilson doing nothing. So if it was just about making the playoffs, you'd go after Derek Carr.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I think this guy has put himself in a world of pressure. A world of
big
pressure.
Time.
He has come here to win a Super Bowl. to further his legacy. He has done it. He has done this to win a Super Bowl. The Jets are acquiring him to win a Super Bowl. Now, I say making the playoffs would be an accomplishment, too. He's got to win. He's got to win a Super Bowl. If he gets to a Super Bowl and loses, hey, that happens. But he's got to get to a Super Bowl.
Well, don't dumb it down for your own edification. I mean, again, that call almost feels like, well, let's not go for Super Bowl, because if we don't get it, then we're going to really be disappointed.
Right.
Sorry, you're going to be disappointed.
Let's go to Abe in Ocean. What's up, Abe?
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. So the whole reason I'm calling it is to take Don's side on this whole nozzle thing. And first of all, thank you for the additional vocabulary. I now use it when I need to. So I just wanted to – I'm a Giant fan, but I love that the Jets are going out and making a run for it, like Don says, dream. So I just wanted to make this statement to all the Jet fans that are – negative about Aaron Rodgers. You're complaining that you need somebody to, you can't do it because you have Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Patty Mahomes in the AFC. That's the whole reason you're getting Aaron Rodgers, is to compete with them. So be happy with what you have and stop being nozzles, like Don said. Thank you for taking my call, guys.
Beautiful.
You got it. Also, you got to look at it this way.
Mm-hmm.
This is Broadway. The Jets have gone out, almost done it, but it's not official yet, and got themselves a mega star. That plays on Broadway. A mega star. The Yankees have a mega star. The Mets have two mega stars in Verlander and Scherzer, and a lot of other really good players around them.
I mean, and like Lindor's big star, Jace, too.
The Rangers have a mega star. That's why they made that deal. Stars win. The Giants don't have a megastar.
No. Well,
they don't have box office. Daniel Jones is not box office.
Saquon's a big star. For the fans, he's very loved.
Okay.
I hear what you're saying. He's not like, it's not Aaron Rodgers.
You know, the Knicks don't have a star. That's one of the complaints. They don't have a megastar.
Not a megastar, no. They have really
good players. The Nets did, but now they don't. The Nets had two.
And it blew up in their face.
The Islanders have stars on their team.
Yeah,
the Devils have Jack Huggins.
Hughes, I believe.
And he's a megastar. You need stars, especially here.
But this is Aaron Rodgers. You know,
right.
And this is somebody that's really, really special. And how do you just, I don't know. I'm a little surprised that there are people that want to downplay this thing.
I don't know if I've mentioned this, but Gordon Damer is going to be broadcasting live from the Sportsbook at Mohegan Sun Casino on Saturday, April 1st, starting at 3 p.m. And this is not an April Fool's joke. He's really going to be there.
Oh, yeah. Why not?
Be caller number 45 right now at 888-987-ESPN, and you're going to score an overnight stay plus a $200 food and beverage credit. Presented by MohegansunCasino.com. Play your favorite casino games in the palm of your hand anywhere in Connecticut. You must be 21 or older to participate. Help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. For full contest rules, go to espnnewyork.com. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Avi in Garden State. Where are you, Avi?
Hey, guys. First time caller. It's an honor to be on the show.
Thank you. Where are you, Avi? It says Garden State. Where are you?
Garden State Parkway.
Oh, okay.
It's a little windy out.
Gotcha.
It's an honor to be on the show, first-time caller.
Thanks. Welcome aboard.
Thank you. I think people are overlooking it a little bit. I know it's Aaron Rodgers. It'll be a huge deal for New York, obviously. But what makes people think that they're going to go into Kansas City, they're going to go into Cincinnati, they're going to go into Buffalo and win a playoff game even there? What makes people think they're going to even win a second-round playoff game? I think people are overlooking that. I don't see them beating Mahomes, even Allen or Burrow.
Well,
those guys are dope.
Avi, I've said that. I think it's a daunting task, but somebody convinced me yesterday, and Donna said this too. Are they in better position to do that with Aaron Rodgers or with Zach Wilson? So they've improved their odds of going and conquering that daunting task.
Right. There was no quarterback out there that's going to erase Allen, Mahomes, and Burrow. So you got to try. Also, guys, they beat Buffalo last year.
They did.
With no quarterback. Almost beat them twice.
They beat Green Bay.
So if you could win your division, Peter, then you don't have to worry about Josh Allen. And maybe if you win enough games in the regular season, you don't have to go to Kansas City and beat Mahomes. Maybe Mahomes will have to come to you. Maybe Cincinnati will have to come to you. And you might have to go through all three, Michael, because if you get a bye, you only have to go through maybe two of them.
Right.
I mean, who thought at the time Burrow was going to go to Kansas City and beat the Chiefs? Did we think that at the time?
No.
Did? And it's Aaron Rodgers. Why can't Aaron Rodgers go into Kansas City or Kansas City come into MetLife Stadium and Rodgers beat him?
Now, I don't think that if they don't make the Super Bowl, it's going to be because of Aaron Rodgers not playing well. I don't know if they have enough. Now, whether you disagree, I think they've got a lot of talent. I think that Joe Douglas has done a great job accumulating talent and turning that talent base around.
Right.
Is it enough to beat the Chiefs in Arrowhead? We don't know, but they're better off with Aaron Rodgers leading the ship than anybody else. I mean, what, are you going to give up? You going to wait? They've waited 12 years. You're going to wait until Mahomes retires?
All I know is when we talk about Buffalo, who are we talking about? Josh Allen.
Right.
When we talk about Kansas City, who are we talking about? Patrick Mahomes. We go to Cincinnati. What do we talk about? We talk about Burrow. Yeah, we understand there's wide receivers and there's coaching, but it's about the quarterback. So what gives the Jets a chance to win? Aaron Rodgers gives them a chance to win. Now they have Aaron Rodgers. Not Derek Carr. Not Jacoby Brissett. Not Baker Mayfield. Not Zach Wilson. Not Sam Darnold. Aaron blankin' Rodgers.
I think we're going to go bleeping.
You know who the luckiest guy today is? Mayfield. If you're going to live in a stadium, Tampa's a beautiful place. The weather's better than Cleveland.
You can sleep in that ship.
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard there's a bedroom inside, a little bunk bed action.
No, I mean, you're going to have to talk to Mrs. Mayfield, but bottom line is it's much better than living in the cold of Cleveland.
Mm.
Let's go to George in New Jersey. George.
What's up, guys?
Hey, George.
I'm with you. I'm a Giants fan. I am enthralled by all this. I think it's amazing. You know, Jets fans are always back page news, you know. Well, finally you got back page news with a quarterback that believes he could come here and win a Super Bowl. People are calling up saying, oh, well, I don't think this makes us a Super Bowl contender now. You know, like, we're still not there. You have a quarterback that believes he can win here. Otherwise, he wouldn't be coming here. So be happy. Like you guys are saying, like, it's crazy to me that anybody could sit there and say, oh, you know, we got to worry about, you know, Kansas City. We got to worry about, you know, whoever in the AFC. He's coming here to beat those guys. He's not sitting there saying, oh, you know, maybe we don't have it yet. He's not discouraged. If he thinks you can do it, then you guys should think you should do it. So right. I think Jets fans need to relax, and they need to look at this like this way. You got a winner coming here, a proven winner, someone that's like going to go into the season and say, hey, this is Super Bowl or bust, because I got 2 or 3 years, maybe left, maybe one, who knows, go back to darkness and find out that, hey, should never went to the Jets. But
darkness.
Yeah.
Well, you know, listen, when he walks into a stadium, like, let's say for the second round, and he looks across the field to Patrick Mahomes, he thinks he's just as good as Patrick Mahomes. He doesn't think he takes a backseat to Patrick Mahomes. He just doesn't. This guy's one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Now, whether he's that at the age of 39, time will tell. Whether or not the Jets give him the protection and the offensive line, time will tell. Do the Jets have enough weapons? We'll see. But you know one thing, they've got a really good quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to Cynthia from Stratford.
Okay.
She won the Mohegan Sun giveaway, so she's going to hang with Gordon. Cynthia and Gordon.
Congrats.
I think it's great.
Okay.
I think somebody should tell Cynthia Gordon's not available.
Because Gordon, pound for pound, I think he slots in right behind Rick and Allen as the best looking guys.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, Gordon?
Yeah, Gordon's a handsome guy.
Really handsome.
Not my type.
Who's your type on the station?
I mean, Rick's everybody's type.
Of course.
Let's be honest.
Wouldn't you like to hit a home run with Rick?
Excuse me?
Would you like to hit a home run with Rick?
I don't know if I'd go that far.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's go to Eric in New Jersey. Eric.
Hi, Eric.
Big E. Hey, what's going on, guys?
All good.
So I was just calling some Aaron Rodgers stuff. Two quick points. First was, I just think it's funny, all those Lamar Jackson people that were talking last week and everybody that didn't want Rodgers seems to be either real quiet now or kind of flip-flop now that it's close to being official that Rodgers will be a Jet. And secondly, obviously we want to win the Super Bowl, but every team wants to win the Super Bowl. So it'll be disappointing if not, but I'm happy to go along with the ride. I like the way the direction of the team is going. And, yeah, I mean, I think that we're making the right move. The front office is doing well. We're getting weapons. Our defense was top five this year. Salah looks like he could shape up to be a good coach. So it seems like the organization is making a turn, not just we're getting one big flash guy and hoping for the best.
No, I disagree. I think it's one big splash guy and hoping for the best.
Yeah.
They're going to spend a tremendous amount of capital.
They did get to a point, though, Don.
Right.
Where they're good enough that Aaron Rodgers would consider playing for them.
But he's like, listen, when Rodgers leaves, you're starting over.
Right. You're going to need your quarterback.
Because guess what? You're going to need another quarterback. Is Zach Wilson going to be ready 2 years from now, a year from now, to jump in and be your franchise quarterback? You're going to give up a lot of draft capital, a lot of cap space to bring Rodgers in to win a Super Bowl. And then when the year or two's up, a lot of that capital is going to be gone. A lot of those players are going to be gone, and you're going to be looking for a quarterback again. But you're okay with that because you're going for a championship. Can we stop with, we're moving in the right direction. I just want to make the playoffs. It's not Super Bowl or bust. I just want to win a round. Just be in the playoffs. Then don't go for Aaron Rodgers. You should have went for Derek Carr. Get Jacoby Brissett. He'll get you to the playoffs. He'll steer you in the direction of a wild card. You get Aaron Rodgers, Michael, to win a Super Bowl. And if you do not win a Super Bowl, it'll be a disappointment. Because wrap your mind around that.
If he goes for 2 years, then all of a sudden you're going to have to think about paying Wilson, paying Gardner.
Right.
All those, you know, those bills come due.
Mm-hmm.
And you're probably going to lose one of them. I don't know if you can keep both. So this is a win-now thing. Now, have they upset the apple cart? Because what Saleh and Douglas are paying for is the ineptitude of previous regimes.
Right.
Because if they had not been so bad in all the previous regimes and all the previous coaches, Adam Gase, I think they would have had time for slow build. And if you look what Douglas has done over 2 years with Saleh, they've got a lot more talent than they had. But there is an urgency by Woody Johnson, right, by the way, who's 75, and his team is a laughingstock the last 10 years. And he wants to win.
That's
so
it.
They had to change direction.
Right.
They just did.
They didn't. Aaron Rodgers does not just get me to the playoffs.
No, and this was
there
not
are plenty
part of the
quarterbacks
plan.
That could have done that.
Because if the plan was Zach Wilson was going to be great, they wouldn't have to think of ever having a quarterback. That was the plan.
Right.
He wet the bed, and that's why they have to do this. So it's not part of the plan. They've deviated from the plan with urgency because they know their jobs are on the line.
That's it. And Rodgers ups the ante, Michael, because if you went for Derek Carr, would we say Super Bowl or bust in the first couple of years? Probably not. Now, I think you'd want it during the length of his tenure, but you would have been happy making the playoffs, steadily moving in the right direction because he's only a 32-year-old quarterback. But if you're getting a 39-year-old quarterback that may only be here for 1 year, is he here, Michael, to point the Jets in the right direction? Is he here to make the playoffs, compete for a division? Or is he here to win? He's here to win.
I'm looking at Jacoby Brissett. Got a $10 million deal for 1 year. $8 million guaranteed. I think he starts over hell.
I would assume they compete for the job. And if it's close, they go Howell. If Howell clearly looks not ready, they go Brissett. I can't imagine their plan, as stupid as we may be as a franchise, that the plan was to get Jacoby Brissett to be your starter. I think it's to have a veteran presence there.
Mm-hmm.
You already cut. Heineke's gone.
Right.
Wentz is gone. They're spending nothing on Howell on a rookie deal. So they gave what, $8 million to this guy, whatever. I think that's the plan.
I heard that Howell's wife's name, Lovey. Unbelievable.
Lovey Howell.
Yeah, yeah. Mike in Albany, Mike.
Hey guys, how's it going? I'll try and make this
from Gilligan's Island, Mike. I'm sorry, from Gilligan's Island. Go ahead, Mike.
I completely agree with you guys. It's make it to the Super Bowl or bust with Aaron Rodgers. But my problem is you had a caller a little bit ago that said the Jets can't go into Cincinnati or Buffalo or Kansas City and win in the playoffs with Aaron Rodgers. Do people forget that the Jets just beat recently Burrow and the Bengals with Mike White?
Yeah.
They beat Buffalo last year with Zach Wilson. Mm-hmm. And even a hurt Mike White, who got knocked out of the game almost three times, almost beat Buffalo in Buffalo.
Yeah.
So you mean to tell me they don't think they can do it with Aaron Rodgers and a better roster?
And why with that?
It's definitely Super Bowl or bust.
And why with Aaron Rodgers are we talking about going into Kansas City, into Cincinnati, into Buffalo? Why wouldn't they be coming here?
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.